This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Ukraine finds out what happens when you don't pay the gas bill, the Russian gas bill.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Russia began lowering the supply of natural gas flowing to Ukraine early this morning. This after talks about Ukraine paying its gas bills broke down. The Russian state-owned gas company Gazprom said it is open to more negotiations, but that it now wants Ukraine to pay up front for this crucial energy. Western Europe also gets gas from pipes that flow through Ukraine, and Gazprom's CEO said this morning that he sees what he called not insignificant risk for gas heading for the European Union. Remove that double negative, and what you get is a significant risk for Europe's supply. Natural gas earlier today was up 0.4% in Europe, but much less in the U.S. with its separate supplies. Now, staying on the price of energy beat here, let's turn to Carl Riccadonna, senior U.S. economist at Deutsche Bank Securities in New York. Morning, Carl.
Good morning.
As events unfold quickly in Iraq and insurgents seize yet a new town, this is adding to jitters about supply for crude, for gasoline in the U.S. How will that play out, do you think, in the U.S. economy?
Yes, well, Iraq is a major oil producer. So as we've seen these events unfold over the past week, there has been an upward bias in oil prices. So I asked myself, well, what gasoline price would actually start to cause problems for the U.S. economy? And the number that came out was quite high, about $5.15 per gallon, $5.25 per gallon. That would be the level, if sustained, that would actually cause growth to start to break down.
Well, let's hope it doesn't get that high. Now, also, remember those utility bills that we were paying during the heart of winter, during the polar vortex? At least we don't have those now, and that must be helping the U.S. economy.
Absolutely. U.S. households got clobbered by utility bills in the first half. Utility demand was much higher than average from November all the way through to mid-March. Now that we've finally moved out of that period, this is freeing up, according to my calculations, about $45 billion of additional funds for consumers that they can now direct towards these discretionary categories, things like motor vehicle sales and other discretionary spending areas. So retail sales look decent, and it tells us that the economy, after really stumbling in the first quarter, looks to be set to print a pretty decent growth reading in the current quarter. I would say probably about 4%.
Carl Riccadonna at Deutsche Bank in New York, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, stocks now. The Dow is down 12 points to 16,763. The S&P 500 is essentially flat. The Nasdaq Composite Index up 0.1%. Starbucks is announcing a new perk today called the Starbucks College Achievement Plan. It's partnering with Arizona State University to pay for its workers to do online college classes. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek-Smith reports.
To be eligible for the program, baristas will have to work at Starbucks at least 20 hours a week and be able to get into Arizona State University. If they do, Starbucks will pay for their online classes, which cost around $500 per credit. Marketing consultant John Moore says it's a smart move.
Starbucks' biggest challenge isn't trying to find great locations. It's about finding and retaining great employees. This just helps to make them more of an employer of choice.
Moore worked in Starbucks' marketing department in the mid-90s, shortly after the company started offering full benefits to part-time employees. He says that move was expensive, but it helped make the company.
The types of employees that they were attracting were highly educated employees. A lot of it was because they were able to get their health benefits there.
The program is a major boon for Arizona State. ASU already has one of the biggest online degree programs with 11,000 students. It's about to get bigger. Starbucks has more than 130,000 employees. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.
The online retailer Amazon is expected to unveil a smartphone this week, kind of an Amazon shopping cart you carry with you always, although sure, texting and voice calls are also possible. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has details.
Amazon's been teasing customers about its upcoming product launch. Its ad posted to YouTube shows people cooing over something you can only see a sliver of.
That is awesome.
Huh.
Oh, whoa.
Analysts think it's gotta be a phone. James McQuivey is with Forrester Research.
They want you to interact with them 5-10 times a day, and the mobile phone is a great way to ensure that Amazon is there whenever you might need something.
McQuivey says an Amazon phone might also include a built-in payment system that could be used with any retailer. Tech analyst Colin Gillis with BGC Financial thinks the phone might well be free. Same goes for the data, if you're, say, downloading music from Amazon.
It's the classic razor and blades, right? You can have the razor for free as long as you keep buying the blades from us.
Even so, Gillis thinks a smartphone won't bust Amazon out of its low profit margins. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.
And before we go,
last week at number 13, this week all the way up to number 5, Candyman by Sammy Davis Jr.
Since the news broke of the passing of legendary DJ Casey Kasem over the weekend, some Obit writers have suggested that since Casey's American Top 40 was based on the mass appeal of record sales as captured by Billboard magazine, that it was not cutting edge. I beg to differ, and here is my argument. For those of us who grew up in the sticks, in my case, Central Maine, radio stations did not seem to play much soul and funk, and I dig soul and funk, so in the pre-internet age, one way I could get turned on to cool stuff was listening to Casey's show every week, which included tunes like... The Isley Brothers, 1973, when songs like this made it into the top 40, often driven by record sales in the big cities and other groovy media markets. So for helping me to broaden my own musical education, thank you, Casey Kasem, wherever you are. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.